listening to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108.
Annoying, and because I guess I'm not his kind of guy, and I got to tell you, I didn't go and kiss his hand to get permission to come on. I'm being facetious and sound disrespectful, but I just couldn't wait to just have some public comment. It pained me so to observe such a good man take such a good career that he's had and stoop that low. Some of you were all upset about Harry Reid, but the overtones or the undertones that Senator Inouye had were frighteningly similar, and we've soon forgotten that so quick that he's not my kind of guy. That's the kind of language that I grew up on. You're not the right kind of guy. So what does that mean? That Ed Case is not the right kind of guy? Was there some message there? Because surely if he meant to say that, and then Colleen is Hanabusa is his gal, right kind of gal, my kind of gal, I think we need some changes because it doesn't reflect what we're all about here in this state and this nation. And that is one of the symptoms, the first overt symptoms that company has stayed too long and gotten too comfortable and misplaced their purpose. And that no matter how big you get and no matter who you are, at some point you got to constantly remind yourself you're doing the work of the people. And when you stand out and condemn a person, whether female, male, or whomever, because it's not your kind of guy, we need to check ourselves. Check that at the door. That's old school, and it has... I don't want to engage in the many possibilities, what that means, my kind of guy, but if there's some of you out there that understand that kind of language, then I would say to you... time for a wake-up and a re-education, because that's Harry Reid is nothing compared to that's my kind of guy. Absolutely not. It's no place in this state, in this nation. And my kind of guy is consistent. And I know some of you will say, well, you're reading too much into it. No, it's just that I have a history of knowing that word and that term, my kind of guy. And if we were to be honest with ourselves, and the senator would be honest with himself, he would definitely distance himself, in fact, from Hanabusa. Her background is checkered. Her district is suffering. I mean, just recently, in the last 2 weeks, we've shown they got trash piled up. Now, I don't expect her to be the garbage queen, but at least bring some resolution or solution to this problem rather than the pointing of fingers. But bigger than that, you know, for you voters out there now, we've been struggling with a number of issues, and one of them sit right in her front yard, per se, and she has slighted you fishermen and you boaters and you ocean recreationists. And that is the Coalina Boat Ramp. She has a home there. She's a state senator for that district. The Land Use Commission confirmed that they're and stated that it is required that they have a boat ramp. I wrote an article and did some major investigations on it to bring this matter to light. Hand-delivered, I must say, copies of articles that I had written for the Hawaii Fishing News, and we were ignored. She flat out had no comment. But all the while, the fishermen have been ripped off, not able to launch their boat. And this is a key component of the rezoning agreement for Coalina. We got the landfill. She goes and sues on that. There's questions about how she obtained her property. She was sharing an office that's rented by her husband, or now husband, or what have you. So, and one of the biggest things, and this goes back to the Harry Reid situation, why I'm so adamant about speaking out on this. This is not my kind of guy, she's my kind of gal. If you recall, the Hawaii Tourism Authority, Rex Johnson. Now, when it first came out, it was all about Rex Johnson was using his government computer to disseminate or distribute sexual materials that were offensive to women. But the reality is that amongst those and the same dates, the receipt were racist emails. And they're posted on, by the way, at carolcox.com. If you go back in October of last year, you can see those emails. Hanabusa had been informed of those emails, did absolutely nothing to make matters worse. Now, she's supposed to represent everyone, and now she wants to elevate herself to the National Congress. And my concern is that she had received documents, letters, a letter from the auditor who discovered these. Hanabusa made no mention of them and, in fact, came out and tried to downplay the, quote, sexual content while completely ignoring or speaking out against and showing any outrage that such racist comments and emails would be passed out by the HTA's chief. So here she sits now, and I come along and I ask, under the Uniform Information Practices Act, I ask Coalina Hanabusa to provide me copies of her letter that she received from the auditor. Absolutely, she ignored me. She became legal and danced around. But, you know, maybe she is his kind of gal. But for us in a nation and a people that who are struggling with many issues, and just as we get 10 miles ahead of the racist nonsense, we are thrown back or we are stalled by behaviors of people that are Democratic Party, who are willing to conceal and not speak out. Now, there, I know there's a lot of you probably saying, well, there's only 10 black people on the island, so she really don't. No. Any form of discrimination, any form of racism, whether it's an eyedropper full or gallon, it's bad. It's bad, bad, bad business. So I am really incensed that when I saw the, and I just simply was offended. And I feel that it's about time that we call this state what it is if it continue to grow and progress as it is, or digress, I should say. We have an emperor, and the emperor's name is Dan Inouye. You do anything, you got to stand in line, wait your turn to run for office. What? That is nonsense. This is a democracy. Some argue it's a capitalistic, it's a fascist, but I believe it is a democracy, and it has absolutely no room for such behavior. And the problem is that we don't see it just stopping there. It has its undertones or tentacles. And I'm going to demonstrate to you today how it, that simple, the mere utterance of those words, he's not my kind of guy, but she's my kind of gal, and he didn't wait his turn. Speaking of Congressman Ed Case, of course, he didn't wait his turn in line to run for office, or he lied to the emperor. And Mr. Noy, and I mean, I share a story with you. When I saw the Iran-Contra affairs, the investigations and the hearings, I was so moved by Senator Inouye that I thought, wow, is that the power and the intelligence and the commitment that Hawaiians, or at that time I thought he was Hawaiian, didn't know his real background, but I knew he was from Hawaii, so he's Hawaiian. And I was simply impressed. But man, what a slap in the face with this. And I ask, you know, I still respect him, but I think just like Harry Reid, one kind of suspect that Harry Reid has problems, and he's from the old school. But finding Ms. Inouye behaving in such a fashion, and we've known it, we've seen other instances of where you have to kiss the ring and get the turn. I mean, I've known people that are been senators and state representatives, and I know some currently, and everything they do is done with the blessing of Senator Daniel Inouye. If he doesn't bless it, then it's not going to be done. I don't know if the Democratic Party has submitted itself to being undemocratic. I don't know. I have a Democratic card. I voted Republican. But my concern is that it's frightening that we would have such behavior. But anyway, especially when a time, here's the Martin Luther King birthday, Martin Luther King's celebration, rally, and we hear he's not my kind of guy. Now, I know some of you guys probably going to call up and say, well, he meant that he's too short. Or he meant that he was from Big Island or whatever. No, what he meant was what he said, and it is, has no place. And so imagine what this means to us as citizens of this state, as taxpayers of this state. This is what it translates into. If you're able to get Hanabusa in, and surely she's his kind of gal, quote, and then he has Mufi, if you know Mufi Hanneman, everything that he speaks of, he never says that I stand here and say to you that it is it has stood the test and I support it. He always introduces or injects Senator Daniel Inouye has given this blessing, the rail and other things. Well, I'm going to show you a situation here that out in Waikele, it's called the Waikele Caves. And this property, it's a beautiful site. And it was formerly military. It was the old military munitions. dump site or storage owned by the military. This facility now is, if you were to go in this canyon, and I encourage all of you to just go out and shop, just to look as potential buyers or people that's needing to storage service, go in that canyon. And you cannot believe that this canyon is supposed to be set aside for public recreation. But what has happened, Senator Inouye's friends of the Ford Island Ventures, the Fluor Corporation, and all of those people are working with Hanneman and have moved in. They rented or leased some of the land from the military, but not all of it, and were engaged in activities now that are illegal and not consistent with the land use code. So they need a special use permit and what have you. And these are from, this information that I share with you is from January 7th, 2008, a letter that we had obtained some while back in asking what had happened. But what I want to share with you is that this area comes under the Central Oahu Sustainable Communities Plan, or the SCP. And pursuant to this Central Oahu Sustainable Communities Plan, the SCP, major gulches, which the project site is part of, are designated outside the urban growth boundary and are intended for preservation. The SCP lists Kapapa and Waikele gulches as being part of a Central Oahu open space network and are to, quote, remain free of further urbanization, preserving their scenic and natural resources and recreational values, end quote. Now, that sounds like probably a lot over your head, but what basically this is saying is that under our land use ordinances and the various codes and the zoning codes and what have you, it is required. This is a P2, preservation 2, meaning that there should be trails and passive usage of this facility or this canyon by the public. Well, Hanneman has had this in his administration for many years now, at least back in 2005. And at that time, they were running some storage. And the Department of Planning and Permitting, now this letter that I got, that a 2008 letter, is from the Department of Planning and Permitting. And it's to Lee Sickler, the principal planner, who's an agent for this company. And the special use permit application that they submitted was Steve Colon, DBA, Ford Island Ventures, by Kelly Self Storage. Now, the slap in the face is that we know, and under Hanneman, the DPP have been engaged in making sure that they adhere to the rules and the laws, but for some reason, they're expanding, and they're not supposed to be doing much of anything in there, and they should have trails, and the public should have access to it, scenic, and they can go in, and it should be set up for public use. But the public can't get in for those uses because the DPP, who is responsible for managing it, has been engaged in reviewing a permit application. But in turn, what happens is that Hanneman has under his authority to drag it out. And this is similar to the Coalina boat ramp. Now, you see, what happened, just to give you a little background on some of this, I filed a complaint in 2008 saying that this activity at the Waikele Caves is not consistent with law and that the public is being deprived of this good opportunity to go in and enjoy the recreational values of this, that it, this canyon would afford. They drug their feet. The planner handling this matter also wrote a letter and have sent an advisory back in 2009 saying that it was improper, the activity that was occurring there. And I'll read you. states, unauthorized structures uses at the site, subject to obtaining SUP. Now, he also goes on to say, unauthorized outdoor storage at caves at Waikele, use of ammunition bunkers and open space for storage and other industrial sites. Now, that was in September 11, 2008, and please pay attention to that date. Now, I filed a complaint and saying we should get an NOV to these people, shut them down, and make them come into compliance and open it up for the public. Well, these are big money guys. You see, Ford Island Ventures got lots of money. And if you Google Ford Island Ventures, Steve Colon and Mufi Hanneman, Dan Inouye, you'll see that they've been in many places together and sharing and shaking hands and what have you, and kissing babies. But the reality is the public is being deprived and denied of this right to use this property, this canyon, which is theirs. And in turn, ignores the whole thing. So I filed that complaint back in 2008. Nothing happened. They expanded. Here recently, I filed another complaint in December 15th, complaining about the same thing I had complained about a year ago and a year before that. And what I was told, they took my complaint, passed it on, and 2 weeks later, nothing happened. And I finally get a call from Alex Sugai, who is the head inspector of building inspectors. I'll describe it as that they got various titles and what have you, or if he's acting. But he began to tell me that there's really nothing the DPP can do for you because the tax map key number that you gave us in your complaint does not exist. So therefore, we can't do anything to investigate. Now, the name of this property is Waikele Caves, the old former military munitions site. And they have records where I've gone in and taken records there and under the UIPA, and they have records and they search by those titles. Steve Colon, Belt Collins, whomever, as agents, they'll know. But he tells me that I didn't have the proper TMK, tax map key numbers. Well, gave him an address. He said that didn't matter. But if you know this address, you can't miss it because you go into a gate, there's a guard, and the address is right there, and there's this big canyon. But it's all the nonsense, so the delay, so the willingness to go to this extreme to tell me that he can't investigate or take my complaint or move it any advance it any further because I didn't give him the right TMK. Well, then, okay, I explained to him, well, look, the TMK that I gave you comes straight off of the documents housed in your office there that I've obtained through public records research. And as well, I've spoken to the inspector, Raymond Young, who provides me with the TMK as well and confirms, and he takes my complaint. And he had, in fact, written a complaint. And I tell him to go into posse and confirm it. Well, he refused to do that. Then he tells me he'll get back to me. A few days later, he calls me up and says, well, I've been told that we don't have any authority. It's not within our purview. This land is military land, and on and on and on. And that if you have any questions, you have to call Mr. David Tenoy. In fact, I've been instructed for you to call Mr. David Tenoy to talk to him. Well, David Tenoy replaced Henry Ng as the chair, as a director of the Department of Planning and Permitting. And so we now, he was appointed as a deputy. Now, keep in mind, David Tenoy was the Corporation Counsel lawyer at one time who was assigned to the Department of Planning and Permitting. So he has a great history, a vast history of all of this, and know the background. Henry Ng left the office, and so Hanneman appointed David Tenoy. Now, I'm told to call David Tenoy, but then I'm told that they're not really going to do anything on the Waikele thing, not because I couldn't give him the proper TMK,
but that they really don't know if they have jurisdiction, if it falls within their jurisdiction or their purview, and they don't know if it's P1 or P2 land and what have you. So what they would do, they'd refer it to the Corporation Counsel, Don Kirioka, to have him to review it and see if, in fact, that he, that the city had jurisdiction over that. Now, the documents I have is, here's a complaint in September 11, 2008. Here's all kinds of documents that goes back several years showing that the city has jurisdiction. So in order to keep from doing anything and keep from shutting down big money or impacting the Fluor Corporation or the Ford Island Ventures, they decide, they chance of telling me that they have to refer to it, the City Corporation Council. Now, you figure that one out. That's how the emperor, he gets Hanneman in office. Now, imagine if he's able to get Hanneman in governorship. Now, that doesn't mean that if we get Abercrombie, there's any more guarantees that we're not going to have someone, a puppet master somewhere. But I'll take this specific instance and to demonstrate and try to convey to you, it's not all about what we say, the Democratic Party or whomever, we speak ill of various parties. And this is a situation where the interest of the public is being squandered by a political entity. And I'm sure it happens on the other side of the aisle, and I can demonstrate that. But in this instance, if we surround ourselves with, if they're all willing to do the bidding for Mr. Noy and carry out, this is how it's carried out. See, a lot of people think there's a lot of money passing under the table and what have you. That's hard to chase. I think they've gotten smarter. But what we can document is practices such as these, where the big business get to do anything they wish to do. And when I say anything, anything. In that canyon now, we don't know if they have sewage. They are leasing these properties out of these tunnels, or we'll call them tunnels or bunkers, to different individuals. They have a U-Haul business. They have a auto car storage, Tony Honda. They have cement workers. They have industrial-type welding, and you name it. In this canyon or in this gulch, and yet none of it comes into compliance, because they just in fact told them they rejected their application. But as far back as the, let me see here, back in 2007, they told them and this is in response to, they don't think the city has authority or jurisdiction over the site, so therefore they're going to refer it for Corporation Counsel or their lawyers to review to see if they have. Here is another letter that's saying, to notice of incomplete application. This is to Ford Island Ventures, and their agent is Belt Collins. The location is Caves at Waikele. And request zoning variance to allow new storage buildings, conversion of existing tunnels to self-storage facilities and outdoor storage yards, which are not permitted uses in the P2 General Preservation District. We regret to inform you that the above application cannot be accepted for processing at this time because it is incomplete. Now, there is where the weevils get into the wheat, so to speak, with Hanneman. You see, it's not all about how do you know that someone is being political? How do you know a mayor or senator's pulling strings? Well, you would never know, because there's really nothing, unless you're well versed at this or have information, you really wouldn't know. So these are the things that are occurring out outside of the view of the public. This is how big business steps in place, and when you see them sharing with one another and exchanging public gathering, then you will know that something is wrong. And I'm trying to share with you the mechanics of how it's done. And in this case, it's criminal, because the situation lends itself to, again, I can't tell you that there's money exchanging hands, but if they needed a hall to whatever, it's loaned or lent or donations by employees, who knows? But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to task myself with trying to figure out why Fort Island Ventures is getting such treatment, hands-off treatment. What I can say is that they're getting it, and it's inconsistent with the laws of the state, the land use ordinances of the state of Hawaii. And so this issue about they don't know, and it's a P2, they can't tell if it's P2 or P1, and they have to determine the jurisdiction of this land, because you see, normally, and I don't want to bore you with this, but if it's military, it's F1. And when it leaves military, goes into, supposed to go into the public's hands or other interests. Well, now, keep in mind, they tell me, because it's military land and what have you, they don't know now, after many years of working on this and reviewing permits for the Waikele Caves, they don't really know if they have jurisdiction, because it's military. And keep that in mind, it's military now, and they don't have jurisdiction. But now, I pull up some letters just to show you the nonsense. April 12, 2006, letter was written to Mr. Douglas Oringer for Clayton Group Services. This is from the City and County of Honolulu, regarding an inquiry regarding proposed cellular sites at Aliamanu Military Reservation, which would be an F1. This is in response to your April 7, 2006 letter requesting information, comments on the proposal to establish a cellular facility, utility installation at the above site. You indicate that Sprint PCS, blah, blah, blah. The DPP records indicate that the site is split zone P1, Restricted Preservation District, and F1, Military and Federal Preservation District, and it is within the State Land Use Urban and Conservation District. From the information you provided, it appears that the proposed facility will be located in the F1 District. The Land Use Ordinance, which the DPP administers, does not govern land zone F1 or P1. Well, that's it. The land at Waikele is P2, with very strict conditions of what you can do and what you can't do. And in that case, so there's no need for the Hanneman administration to call me up and tell me, after many years of writing and investigating and filing complaints and rejecting applications from the Fort Island Ventures, that they now have to go back and find out if this is within their jurisdiction. This is nonsense. What this is that, like I said to you earlier, in the Ko'olina matter, Hanneman pulled the same trick in a November 3rd, 2005 letter to me, basically saying I wrote to them this response to your letter dated September 12, 2005 and 27, 2005, in which you reiterated your concerns regarding the closure of the boat ramp at Ko'olina. How can DPP claim that it has no jurisdiction over the boat launch ramp and that Ko'olina is not required to provide public access to the boat ramp and marina when such a statement clearly contradicts the DPP's March 10, 2000 letter specifically requiring public access to the, quote, affected areas? Well, even when you give Hanneman the law, even when you know you're right and you get a ruling from an entity that is responsible for governing these things, he resort to Well, we can always refer to our lawyers, and therefore it's consistent with the practice of when you really want to know something about activities within an agency of wrongdoings, they'll tell you it's under investigation. But it's been going on for 10 years, but it's under investigation. So it is this kind of behavior that what I wanted to try and do is share with you and let you see how the mechanics of it work. You see, you're not going to be able to sit and park your car outside the office and catch them red-handed. That they've gotten a little smarter than that. So what they do, they appoint individuals that are willing to do their bidding. So it trickles down. So if Dan Inouye is happy with Colleen, who's willing to do his bidding, he hustles to get her involved and get her appointed or get her elected. He supports her. If Hanneman is willing to do that, and then in turn, the mechanics of it is then Hanneman and Hanabusa, whomever, stalls. Under their purview, they have the management authority and the oversight and the ability to name or appoint directors who then will in turn adopt and carry out their wishes. And in turn, in this case, this is what you see with the DPP and the Y. Kelly situation. And if you knew the P1, P2 is extremely restrictive. And it spells out what you can do. Very little can you do. And this behavior is not consistent. A non-conforming or grandfathered in that is found at the Y. Kelly storage. And why do am I'm really from an environmental standpoint, I'm really concerned, and from a political abuse standpoint, I'm concerned in that you the public or we the public are being robbed of a valuable opportunity. Once you see this canyon and you see the structure and the rocks and the layout and the way it's and just the terrain, it's very peaceful, very passive. And I, in this day and time, with the population increasing and the cost of living and what have you, we need to be afforded more access to recreational things. And it will, by having more, we take the impact and spread it from all of these areas that we see. But if you were to get a chance to see this, then you will, I believe, that you would share the same outrage that you probably hear it in my voice. You cannot imagine how beautiful it is. It's almost pristine because it, you know, you have the bunkers and what have you, and the history to that canyon. And I'm sure there's some other historical things, but there's a stream that runs through it. And what is happening with this industrial activity? And as I speak to you, it's still spreading, and not one action has been taken to actually make it accessible to the public. There are signs, and to add insult to injury or salt in the wound, they actually advertise on TV the Y. Kelly storage. And yet, Hanneman sits and processing permits, stalling, and then when he's cornered and asked again, he then instructs him to tell me to call the director, and in turn the director refers it to the lawyer, so therefore another 5 years when he becomes governor. And that brings me to my next point. If he's willing to do this within the city and county of Honolulu, how many deals do you think he'll whip up if he becomes governor of the state? I mean, I'm lucky to have some background in this information or this activity in land use, and I don't fully understand it, and I'm attempting to share with you the best of my knowledge, but I want to just try and show you. You know, we always say vote smart, and I will never tell you who to vote for, then, because then I think then I'm becoming the new emperor. But what I can say is vote smart. And to do that, try to understand some of these things. And this Y. Kelly thing, I don't believe that the public, the wool has been pulled over their eyes. It's just simply the public would never know. So therefore, you can't be accused of being ignorant about a certain subject if our leaders know of it and fail to take action and do what is proper for us. But anyway, if you have any calls or questions or comments, you can give me a call here. CarolCox.com is the website. CarolCox.com 524-1080. So I'm going to take a break here for a minute and get off of my horse here for a bit, and we'll be right back. And Mr. Al Green. Al Green is coming to town here in the next week. And anyway, put a little love in your heart. A lot of people probably say, man, how can you spew like that and then come back and play your schizophrenic? No, I am what you call a person who simply believe that if you can't speak the truth, then you shouldn't be speaking. And if you can't, tough love is tough love. And I don't mean to be disrespectful in any way, but I think at some point we need to just, when we know we're being had, we need to demand respect. We need to, and we must. But in closing about the Y. Kelly thing, I just want to share one other point. This was the same letter, January 7, 2008. Now, keep in mind, Hanneman's administration say they don't know if they have jurisdiction over the site and what have you. But this is one of the statements in this letter. As the access use and structures are part of the commercial storage use, they are unauthorized and should cease operation and gate secured until all required approvals for the storage facility have been granted. In summary, the project is inconsistent with the Central Oahu SCP. Furthermore, any proposed expansion to the storage use would also be contrary to the SCP. Ordinarily, the establishment of the storage use within an area that is not appropriately designated by the SCP and state local zoning codes would require an amendment to the SCP, subsequent amendments to the state land use districts, and rezoning to an appropriate zoning district. The problem here is you and I, as a public, by simply kowtowing to and serving the Ford Island Ventures quietly and letting them have their way, here's the problem. Hanneman will not have it go before zoning committee because you, the public, would have the opportunity to have hearing and have saying in it. So that is not just a minor thing. He's taken your property, your rights, and the things that you own under the law, denying you that, and then denying you the right administratively to reject or oppose or have input. So I think in that in itself is very sinister. But anyway, Ed got you on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good
Happy
morning.
New Year's.
Yeah, I drive by that. I don't live in that area, but I drive by. It looks like a beautiful valley there in there when you drive by. And it seems like this could be turned into a nice district park for, like you say, for recreation, for all the townhouses and the people who live around in that area. They could walk down there and picnic and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a good venue to bring this up to more to the public rather than just your show is maybe enter it on the agenda on the neighborhood board that is appropriate for that particular area and let the citizens there know that this situation exists, although I'm not for neighborhood board. You know, if you listen to the Ever Neighborhood Board on Bo Little, you want to listen to the comedy hour, you listen to their hearings on the Ever Neighborhood Board and Kurt Novella, their leader, on Bo Little on Sunday nights. It's a comedy.
Well, say break out the popcorn, huh? And
yeah. It's amazing, and some of these people want to be, they run every year to become a legislature. Can imagine them being on the legislature. It's bad enough as it is. But getting back to this area there, it's a beautiful valley, like you said, and a lot of people think it's a military off-limits zone, although when they started putting those storage facilities there in the bunkers, the ammunition bunkers, everybody thought, it was approved, but I think it should be brought up possibly at, maybe you could bring it up in the agenda if you know someone.
Well, I'll try to do that. I'll try to do that.
The neighborhood board in that area.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Aloha, and thank you, Ed. Anyway, I'm hoping most of you can go today to the website, carolcox.com, and you can see some of the pictures, and I'll post a little writing and maybe a couple of the documents. But anyway, I'm doing this for us, and I do have the emotions packed with it, but that's part of me. I'm part of the package. And these are things when people are being robbed by people who want to elevate themselves at our expenses. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand back and watch it. So if you don't care about it, no problem. But just know that you might hear this subject talked again if they don't fix it. But anyway, hopefully all of you can make it down to the Martin Luther King parade tomorrow, and there will be a rally at the bandstand. And hopefully there will be food and good gospel music and what have you, and it's worth it. And so to those out there, unfortunately, there's a rally today against the same-sex unions and what have you brought on by the churches. You know, for God's sake, go live your own life and let God do the judging. If, you know, you're losing me, folks, my friends there in the churches, you're losing me. If God think it's wrong, then let God sort it out. We got hungry people here starving. We got people on drugs and what have you. Let's focus on that. But anyway, Tina Cuisson is coming up here soon.
Good morning, Carol.
And what you got real quick on your show?
Well, we just did that show where we did a report card on MUFI, and that's going to air again in February, I believe, on the 20th. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't catch that this time, Carol did a great job bringing in more information about where the current administration, MUFI, is, mm-hmm. report card-wise, with a lot of this waste management and other things that are going on out there, and with the environment. So I invite you, if you didn't see it, also you can, I believe, on your last week,
right.
You've
Carol
got the
Cox,
link.
There's a video. The video is up also playing on carolcox.com.
So I thank you for taking the time to put that together and, again, bring to the forefront. But, again, we got to remember, it's our voices. You know, we mm-hmm. did that show with the fishermen, and it's really the people's voice. Don't underestimate your voice out there in the community. Whether you have to stand down at the Capitol and speak and rally, your voice really matters.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to sign out here. This is the Carol Cox Show, and thank you for joining me. And coming up, there's the Ocean Festival at the Blaisdell in February, so we'll be talking more about that. And do run out and get a copy of the Hawaii Fishing News this coming February, and I think you'll find some very good things in there about the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And we're going to keep on keeping on. Aloha.
Listening and tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.